Page 13. Chapter 1. The Carraways have been a respected family for 3 generations in the Midwestern city where we live. My father runs a hardware business that has been in the family since 1851. I graduated from Yale University in 1915 and then fought in World War I. After that, I decided to go to New York to work in the finance business. It was 1922. I rented a small, ugly house on Long Island. It was on one of a pair of large, egg-shaped pieces of land that faced Long Island Sound. My house was at the end of West Egg, the less fashionable of the two eggs, and only 50 meters from the sea. It was between 2 huge houses that were rented for $15,000 a year. The one on my right was especially grand and had 40 acres of garden. A gentleman called Gatsby lived there. The story of the summer really begins on the evening I went to have dinner with the Buchanans. Daisy was my second cousin, and I'd known Tom at university. He was an athletic type and had played in the football team at Yale. His family was extremely rich. The couple had spent a year in France and then had drifted here and there, always mixing with rich people. This was a permanent move, Daisy said to me on the telephone, but I didn't believe her. Tom wasn't the kind of person to stay in one place for very long.